3. Double everything. Chances such as this come few and apart. Jamily and Jason introduced me to a bathroom upstairs that had a vast and nifty tub, with sort of a bench even, underwater. You could stretch out, float, flop around, or sit on that slick bench in the hot bubble bath and have a deep think. I sank in among the steam and bubbles and lathered and scrubbed and dunked. When I climbed out, there was this silk, or something of the silk type, robe for me to wear. The robe was the blue of a peacock fan. I found a blade, shaved clean at the sink. 6 or 8 flavors of cologne were on a stand there, and I splashed on one I never heard of, vetiver, and the smell was fancy and wonderful. This whole sequence was like a crazy dream you seem to understand. I wore only that robe and my new smell back downstairs. The stairs went this way, then that way, then the other way again, and it amounted to a short, dizzy hike. The kids didn't have things too bright on the first floor. They seemed to enjoy candles, but not light bulb light. 3 candles sat on a table and burned and cast a wavy sort of spiritual light that belonged at a seance or in a van when you're undergoing sex. I came into the dim light, and shadows had got up and were bucking and winging real festive across the walls. The pair of my new buddies sat at a long, thick table with probably crystal wine goblets set out. The wine looked black. I noted 3 goblets. She said the first words.
"We'd like to hire you."
Oh, now, I've got a job. There was a shovel with my name on it in the burn room at the dog food factory, but my name was only on a piece of gray tape that had already come a little loose at the edges. I'd made several sizable promises to get that shovel job. My work history was awful spotty, see, even with all the shit I invented to shove into the blank periods. A pretty good one, too.
"That's nice," she said. "It's not what I want to hear, but it's nice for you. This job, though, do you work on Mondays?"
"Well, sure, through Fridays."
"Oops," went Jason. "Did you call in this morning, say you were sick?"
I reacted with a stare at her.
"Today's sun." "Uh-uh, Sammy," she said.